You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with a whole group of guests. I have my wife, Tammy Haldeman, have Heath Keller, and we have Lauren Johnson from Lux Life Real Estate. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having us, Doug.
All right, so leading into the break, we talked about how the early bird gets the worm, but in this case, the early bid gets the worm in real estate. So I want to talk about this from a couple perspectives, one as a buyer and one as a seller. What about these first bids on a property? Okay. Mm-hmm. So Lauren, let's go to you on this. Let's talk from a buyer perspective first, that, you know, property first goes on the market and some of the different scenarios. Is it wise to be some of the first offers? Should you wait? Where do you stand on this?
It really just depends how badly the buyer wants the house. I mean, if this is their dream house and if they want it, go in at full price. You might even have to go in above. This market is very hot. I mean, it was just about 2 weeks ago, I had two of my listings sell prior to even being on market, just from the coming soon signs.
Wow.
So literally before even been on market, we've had many go within the first day, 2 days or 3 days on market. So if you're really interested, if that's your house and if you would be devastated if somebody else wrote on it, write on it.
And part of that pressure too, Lauren, is because the inventories are kind of low right now as well, correct?
Right, absolutely. Especially going into school started, it's going to the fall, inventory is way less than it has been in the spring and early summer months for sure. So there's way less competition for sellers to sell right now, but the buyers are going to have a more difficult time because there's way less houses to choose from.
How many times are you faced with a, a buyer wanting to hold off from that first offer?
I mean, it just happens. I actually got some feedback from an agent earlier today, and earlier this morning, and she told me, this guy, he's just kind of hesitant, first-time home buyer. He wants about 24 hours to think about it. And I told her, okay, well, that's fine, but I do have three other showings lined up, and it's a busy weekend.
Right.
So you never know what to expect. So, I mean, it does happen sometimes. It's our job as realtors to use our expertise and tell our clients, hey, this is a really hot property. There's already been five other people who signed in on the sign-in sheet. It's the second day on market. We need to move very quickly.
Right.
Well, sometimes that can seem like a sales tactic, but in this market, it's not a sales tactic.
It's not. No.
There is a sense of urgency that if you wait, a good property is going to be gone.
Right, exactly.
Heath, you had one recently where it was a HUD property, and you know, how many offers did they get on this property?
I think it was a total of 27 offers,
every
one of those offers was above asking price.
So they just did a bidding war?
Yeah.
Well, the final one they accepted was how high above asking?
I think the list was 155. Clients came in at 201. So
$46,000 over the asking price.
Absolutely.
How does that work if it doesn't, go through appraisal right?
I mean, every situation is different, but in this particular situation, it was a HUD home, and HUD owned the house, and if the appraisal does not come out to their purchase price, which in this case it actually didn't, the client has the ability to bring that extra cash out of their pocket if they want to close on that property. If they're not wanting to close on that property, they can walk, get their earnest money back, and HUD goes to the next highest bidder in line then.
Oh, okay.
Right, because that's a pretty good indicator that they may be overpaying.
Right.
If it doesn't appraise for enough, then you may be paying too much for the property.
Right.
Because you can't just always bid over asking price to get a property unless you're truly willing to pay that difference.
That yeah, and from our standpoint, we want to protect ourselves as a lender, obviously, because we have a pretty large investment out there as well. So with the appraisals, we need them to be accurate and come in at the right dollar amounts.
Yeah, it's really not doing anybody any favors if the appraiser isn't accurate because, if they inflate that appraisal up to whatever the purchase price is, if that's not really what it's worth, then your buyer really just shouldn't be buying the property, and it is there to protect them.
Correct.
Unfortunately. So, Lauren, let's talk about it from the seller's perspective. So a seller lists a property, and all of a sudden they get an offer in. Okay, and maybe it's less than asking price. How would you typically advise a seller?
So we look at how many days on market. So if it is literally the very first day on market, how much below is it too? That's going to be important too. A lot of times we do advise our sellers that your best offer or your first offer is always your best. But sometimes that isn't always true. If it's in a really hot market, and if this is the very first offer, first day on market, but we have five other showings lined up later in the day, then we might want to wait and check and see how those showings go before we decide to respond to that one. But historically in real estate, ever since I've heard in years and years, they always say that your very first offer is always your best.
Well, it happens a lot where, you know, somebody rejects an offer or they won't go down far enough to meet the price of the buyer. And then 3 or 4 months later, they sell the property for less money than what the original offer was anyway.
Exactly. So what happens is those days on market are numbering you. So the longer your house sits, the longer the days on market are, then the lesser you're going to be selling your house for most likely, because your house just is not as hot of a commodity as it was whenever it was brand new on market.
And the days on market, does it starts ticking from the day they list it, and does it stop ticking on the day it goes under contract or the closing date?
It actually, whenever it goes under contract, that's whenever your days on market kind of stop. They come to a halt. However, if the contract falls apart, it goes back on market, and then those days all get added up again.
Okay.
And then you're back on market, and then your days are much higher.
Right. So watching those days on market, because that's really the difference between a buyer's market and a seller's market.
Right.
Is the number of days on market. And I remember the rule of thumb, because at one point, the days on market, there was, what were they like, 18 months of inventory at one point on the market, and now it's way less than 6, and average days on market now is under 30 days, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Most of the time whenever I go on listing presentations in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, the average is, it just depends certain zip codes, but it's between 30 and 60 days on market on average.
Well, one of the interesting things is as we start to see days on market go down and we watch appreciation like what we've seen in St. Louis and really all over the country, it creates a unique scenario, because anytime home prices are going up, that means that there's always a new house selling for something that's more than any other house is sold for. Mm-hmm. And that can create some appraisal issues, because if they're looking for comparable properties, so they're trying to find three properties to compare it to that are similar square footage that have already sold within the last year, but there may not have been any that have sold at that new price, because something always has to be pushing the bar up. So it creates a dynamic in the market that can be a little bit of a conflict, and it still happens. Appraisals do still come in for it because they can adjust for a time in an appreciating market. They can make adjustments just for the fact that it's worth more now than what a property was 6 months ago.
So really doing your homework before you go out and look for a house, sounds to me like that's what you would need to do.
Absolutely. You really want to do your homework. You really want to research. You really want to see. And if you're looking at new construction, and if your area is a specific area, you want to work with a specialist in that geographic location, too, mm-hmm. who really knows those builders in South County or St. Charles County or wherever you're looking.
Right.
And is there an area that is your specialty?
It's kind of funny. I kind of like to be jack of all trades and go all over. Growing up, I kind of grew up all over the St. Louis area. So grew up in Creve Coeur and Wildwood, Eureka, kind of all over the place. So I kind of got a taste of everything. Now I live out in St. Charles County myself. So we really work everywhere. I have a large team. So I have agents from Baldwin, Valley Park to Dogtown, South City, out to St. Charles County, out Lake St. Louis, O'Fallon, kind of all over the place. So we have a very well-rounded, diverse group, and it works out well, because if somebody needs to see something downtown right away, we have quick accessibility. If somebody needs to see something right away out in O'Fallon, we have quick accessibility that way, too.
Very good. We'll definitely appreciate you taking the time to come in and talk to us about this. And
thanks for
we know
me.
That the early bid does get the worm. So
true.
So if you'd like to see more information on this topic, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. Look at the blog post on this and let us know what you think, if it is smart to put in the bid early in the process. Mm-hmm. And if you're a seller, let us know what you think on that too. You can also reach out to us by text or phone anytime at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. So coming up, do you know what real estate search app is the number one search app in the country? We're going to be talking about home scouting when we return. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.